Recorded Books presents Things I Have Withheld by Kai Miller, narrated by the author.
For Karen Lloyd and Javier Nelson, who not only say, but also do the most important things, with all my admiration. 40 years ago when I was born, the question of having to deal with what is unspoken by the subjugated, what is never said to the master, was a very remote possibility. It was in no one's mind. James Baldwin, speaking at Cambridge University, 1965. Considering the silence, an author's note. Consider for a moment the silence. This terrible white space, all the things we never say, and why. This is what comes to mind when I consider the silence. How I saved my words for the stairwell in Streatham Hill, London, right outside the flat where I lived at the time. How I would sit there many nights, a little shell-shocked and mumbling to myself. If that sounds a bit like madness, maybe it is because that is what it was. I had ended up in a bad relationship. It was never violent, but always volatile. I could never predict what would set things off, what might produce the latest bout of rage. I felt ashamed as well, to be a man such as I was, such as I am, tall and black, and so fearful of a person I was supposed to feel safe with. Afraid of doing the wrong thing, and especially afraid of saying the wrong thing. Instead, I saved my words for the stairwell, rehashing arguments to myself, trying to unravel them, to understand them, and wondering how I might say things better the next time. I was often accused of being silent, which was fair. My silence was also a strategy, a way to survive. Whenever I risked words, however carefully, however softly, even if it was just to answer the innocuous question, "How are you feeling?" it could be met with such an explosive tantrum that I quickly learnt to rarely take the risk. The specifics of that experience were new to me. I had never been in a relationship like it before. My reaction, however, the way I responded, was familiar. It was an old habit. Sitting on that stairwell at nights only emphasized what had always been true for me, that the moments when I am most in need of words are exactly the moments when I lose faith in them and when I fall back into silence. I suspect it is the same for a great many of us. We keep things to ourselves. We withhold them because of fear. Because those things that we need to say or acknowledge or confess, or our own failings that we need to own up to, they can feel so important, it is hard to trust them to something so unsafe as words. The essays that follow are not about the awful relationship, but they are about things I have withheld. The book's title is one that I have borrowed from the poet Dion Brand, something she once said at the beginning of one of her own essays, and which I find myself pondering over and over, the way she connects her own body to the bodies of others and the silence between. She wrote, "Some part of this text we are about to make is already written. For that I am a black woman speaking to a largely white audience is a major construction of the text. Blackness and whiteness structure and mediate our interchanges, verbal, physical, sensual, political. They mediate them, so that there are some things that I will say to you, and some things that I won't. And quite possibly, the most important things will be the ones that I withhold." Each of these essays is an act of faith. An attempt to put my trust in words again. They are attempts to offer, at long last, a clearer vocabulary to the things I only ever mumbled at night, sitting there on an outside stairwell in Streatham Hill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?